Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
Panthers placed Cam Newton on injured reserve yesterday, officially ending the former MVP season. Cam was 0-2 this year before being sidelined with a foot injury and handing the reins over to Kyle Allen, who has led Carolina to a 5-1 record in his starts. Cam replied to a post on Instagram about the situation, writing in his very own Cam style, "Charlotte and the Panthers will forever be in my heart. I will work my tail off to be stronger, faster, smarter, and accurater." Yes, he said that word, guys, for you guys. "Until then, I will continue to support the hell out of the Panthers. And for Kyle Allen and Will Grier, hashtag shine through the shade." So, Shannon, is Cam saying goodbye?
Yeah, Skip, it sounds like it, because when you know, "you'll forever be in my heart," it just appears that he's resigned to the fact that his career in Charlotte's probably over.
Yep.
And Skip, true story, I had a girlfriend write me a letter just like this here.
No.
Say, "Shannon, I'll always
just
love
like
you."
This?
Say, "you are, Shannon, you'll always be special to me."
A letter?
I mean, just like that. You'll always be
she
special.
She woke up via letter?
No, I'm just saying, the letter came. And so, you know, I'm like, well, damn. Huh? It's odd. You know, she really never left the letter before, and I'm reading it. "Shannon, you'll always be special to me. You'll always hold a special place in my heart." I mean, I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh.
Was that the last you spoke to her, or what happened?
Skip, stop.
Well, I wouldn't know.
How did it end?
How it ended?
How did it end?
You know how it ended.
You can't
the same way it's going for Cam.
Well, I think that ended that, right?
Yeah, definitely did, Skip. Okay. Skip, but they say in marriage, it's a lot easier to go your separate ways if there's nothing there to hold you.
That is
there's
correct.
No kid, there's no financial, there's no property, so it's easy to sever ties. Cam Newton has a $21 million cap hit, but if they release Cam, it's only $2 million.
Wow.
NFL teams eat $2, $3, $5, $10 million like it's a $5.
I agree.
Now, if there was a $40 million, like that big cap hit when Tony Romo retired, remember they had to split it out over 2 years, the cap hit was so big.
Yeah.
But for this, Cam has been injured, and I said last year, Cam is injured. Cam was playing hurt.
Yep.
But people don't want to hear that. When you go out on that field, Skip, all they see is Charlotte. Oh, that's Carolina? Number one, that's Cam. They don't know what was going on with Cam's shoulder. Cam's shoulder was hurt more than what he let on.
Well, he's had two shoulder surgeries since 2017. Right.
And he's taken some punishment over the years, Skip. You know, being a running quarterback. And, Skip, they were running quarterback power. They were having a fullback lead and a tackle lead and Cam running the ball like he's a running back.
Remember that hit at the goal line in Atlanta?
And he took several of those. Oof. And that catches up with you at some point in time. But also something happened, Skip. Don't let anybody fool you. When they draft a guy behind your position and they take him in the first three rounds, he should have got an indication when Jimmy Garoppolo got drafted. You Skip, they were willing to move on from Tom Brady. At the time, Tom Brady had 4 Super Bowls and 2 Super Bowl MVPs.
Yep.
And they were willing to move on. I understand Cam Newton is a league MVP. He's been to Pro Bowls. He's been an All-Pro. But if you don't think those teams, if they think they can save a dollar and still get the same results because they're looking at, well, Kyle Allen 5-1. Mm. But before you make this move, Carolina, let me make sure you're aware of something. Do you believe that C-Mac, Christian McCaffrey, is going to be on an all-purpose, all-record pace for the next 3 to 5 years?
Good question.
He's playing out of his mind.
At the moment.
He's in the MVP discussion.
Yeah.
But you better hope he can stay at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think Kyle Allen or Will Grier, because I believe you stumbled on Kyle Allen. You did select Real Gear. I think you took him in the third round, Skip.
What was it? Fourth round.
Yeah. Okay. I believe you stumbled on Kyle Allen.
Yep.
Real Gear had gotten hurt.
Yep.
But Skip, they better be right on this.
Mm-hmm.
But Cam's going to have suitors. Chicago take it right now, Skip.
Boy, I think they would.
Chicago take it right now.
I agree.
If he was, obviously he's not healthy, Skip, but I'm saying right now. He will have his opportunity to go somewhere and start in this league. But reading the letter, and I get it, he says, well, I'm going to do my best to come back stronger, faster, smarter, accurater, more accurate for you guys. But I think that first line is what, you'll always be special, you'll always be in my heart. That sounds like a guy that's resigned to the fact that he knows in the very near future that his time in Carolina is probably going to be up.
Which is why I thought this post, there were a couple of posts, I thought they came off as much as dares as goodbyes. Daring Carolina, okay, go ahead. Let me go.
Right.
because I'm going to come back faster, stronger, accurate.
Right.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you.
So that
you.
Wasn't for the fans. That was for his organization.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
And I believe there's some bitterness, some animosity on his part, and maybe justifiably so.
Right.
That they have not continued to support him through some decline in his statistics since 2015. But he was the MVP of this league.
Yes.
That's hard to do.
Yes.
And I can't let that go right now.
Right.
I cling to that because I can't really defend the last 3 years. Stats have been they've declined a little bit. The interceptions are up. He's tied for the most over the last 3 years, but there are three others. It's Ben and Jameis and Phillip Rivers.
Right.
So he's tied with those three for the most interceptions. 14, 16, and 13 over the last 3 years. We know he's not the most accurate thrower, but he's simply the most dynamic quarterback we've ever seen. Now, maybe Lamar Jackson is on path to change all that, to rise above even that.
Mm-hmm.
But Christian McCaffrey has now become the face of the franchise.
He is.
Christian McCaffrey is an undersized back.
Right.
Cam Newton was an oversized quarterback.
Yes.
But still, he took a lot of punishment.
Yes.
We got the Earl Campbell syndrome operating in a quarterback because he took on so many tacklers head on that maybe he's paying the price. And again, they finally, Adam Schefter, reporter on ESPN, that they finally put him on IR because they just got sick and tired of all the guesswork about what's wrong with him.
Right.
And being asked, obviously, Rivera gets asked, like
every
session.
Coach, yes.
What's up with Cam? What's up? What is it? What is he exactly?
Skip,
and they finally said, okay, we're sick of it. He's gone. He's on IR for the rest of the year.
Skip, you remember after they lost the Super Bowl, they played the Broncos that opening Monday night.
Yep.
Do you remember the shots that Cam was taking in those games? I mean, he took three shots to the head that now we look back on it, you're like, those probably should have been $25,000, $40,000 fines.
Yep.
Wow.
No, you're right. It's like he lost a year off his career in one night.
Yep.
Right? So the point is, I think they have burned out a little bit on his leadership style or lack thereof because Cam, to me, was always more of a solo act. Leadership was not his forte as far as leading vocally or by deed.
Right.
He just goes out and balls.
Right.
That's what he does. And that's going to lead you, and it led them to a whole lot of wins.
Yes.
But we know the pictures of Cam sitting down the bench and put the towel over his head. Like, I don't want to be associated with that. But remember on his YouTube channel, what he posted is a month or so ago, and it was titled, "The Truth About Why I'm Sidelined, In My Words, In My Way." Do you remember this? And he was dressed up, but he lit up a cigar, and he was sipping wine.
Right.
And then he, over a 15-minute period, explained what was wrong.
Right.
I don't think he went to Lisfranc injury,
but
that's what he now supposedly has with his foot, which is, you know, that's serious business.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so could that hamper him going forward? Is he just one of those beaten up, like Michael Vick at the end, when he got to Philly, it just started to unravel because he'd be the first, and we have him on the show a lot of Mondays, but he'd be the first to tell you, I was just pounded, man.
Right.
I was just like, it becomes like cauliflower body, right? Where you're just...
And it got to the point, Skip, that every time that he got hit, either he stayed down or the ball came out.
That is correct.
That's the first... That's the indication that you say, you know what? He couldn't... I mean, Skip, even though he wouldn't get hit, he would hit the ground hard.
Yep.
And he wouldn't get up.
That is true. So USA Today has a whole big story speculating on if this is it and it's like leaning in that direction, where would he go? Well, Chicago is one of the destinations. Denver is a destination. Tennessee is a destination. Those teams have good defenses and they don't mind winning a 13-10 game.
Absolutely.
So if Cam can get you 13 kind of on his own, be my guess.
He better than Tannehill. He better than Mariota.
Yeah.
He better than Flacco. He's better than what they got in Denver. He's better than Trubisky.
Yep.
And Chase Daniel, he's better than those. There are three teams right there.
Okay.
That if Cam Newton is on the open market, they should be first in line.
Would you take a shot?
Absolutely.
I would too.
Absolutely.
I would take
absolutely.
A shot. And you know what?
Hell, I called John Elway in Denver, who's running it. Hey, bro, look
Do
at
it.
Cam.
Take a shot.
Do it. Maybe he needs to start fresh.
Maybe
as he goes on age 31, maybe it's time for a fresh start.
Right.
Maybe he ran his course in Charlotte. Yeah. Maybe it just doesn't feel right anymore.
Sometimes, Skip, you don't realize what you have until it's gone.
Maybe.
And you have Cam, you're like, well, are we winning these games with Kyle Allen? That's not to take anything away from Kyle Allen because he's played well. They're playing well as a team.
Just as a note, you know how much I liked Will Greer coming out, and he has not had his shot yet.
Right.
So maybe at some point he would get his shot.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
Yep.
But maybe you're right.
Listen, you want to talk about big shoes to fill? Those are big shoes. He won a lot of football games. He got you to a Super Bowl. He did a lot of great things. Not good things. He did great things.
Right.
He beat New England a couple times.
Yes.
One on a Monday night.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
That was big time.
And Skip, he
beat him up there.
Yes.
Beat him up there.
Just two years ago.
No, he beat him up there.
Yeah.
So he has quite a resume, but it seems like everything went sour on it.
Right.
In Carolina. Maybe it's time to start fresh. And I would like to see him re-challenge elsewhere.
Start fresh in Denver.
Yeah. Okay. I'll buy that.
He brought up his age just being 30. I mean, he should have time.
Okay, he should have time, but it's like
if he gets healthy.
It feels
his 31
like
is probably like 35 with the shots that he's taking.
It is. That's the problem.
He's not one of those guys that, you know, he got hit a lot. Mobile quarterbacks take a lot of punishment because they run themselves out of something on the backside while running them something into the front side, and then he's running and scrambling.
I agree.
And he's a big man. Cam Newton, when I first saw him, I'm like, this dude's a quarterback. Cam is legit 6'5", 255.
That's a good point.
He's lost weight. He's become full-time vegan now. He's lost weight. He's down probably like 245 now.
Okay.
But he's a huge man.
But even when he was 255, he didn't play 255.
No, no, no.
I mean, he didn't look.
He wasn't bulky.
Because he could move.
Yes. He's statuesque. Yep.
When you list all the teams, though, that need a quarterback, it feels like when he is healthy, and hopefully he has a good recovery from that injury.
The only team I know that doesn't need a quarterback is Dallas.
Oh, really?
They got
is that what we're talking
about?
They got
him.
Interesting. Well, the Clippers were down 4, and Kawhi Leonard only had 12 points through 3 quarters against the Jazz yesterday. Kawhi then went on to drop 18 points in the fourth quarter to lead the Clippers to an 11-point win. And after the game, Doc Rivers clarified some previously made comments about Kawhi and Michael Jordan, saying that he was mostly referring to their body types. So, Shannon, do you see any comparison between Kawhi and MJ?
No, stop saying, Skip. Michael Jordan, in his prime, was 6'6", 195. Kawhi Leonard is 6'7", 230.
Yeah.
That's like saying, well, Ed Too Tall Jones and Calais Campbell are the same. That just because they're tall, that doesn't mean they're the same type. Not to stop.
I think in 98, that last year in Chicago, I think he's more 215-ish.
Maybe 205, Skip. Now, maybe 215-ish in Washington.
Maybe.
Maybe 220.
For different reasons?
Maybe 220 in Washington. Yeah. Skip, look. You can't just say because the man got big hands, okay, Jordan. Really? Skip, did you do? You know what, look. I say LeBron the GOAT, but people just forget. People just need to go YouTube clips and see how many things that guy did that reminds them of Kawhi. Or what Kawhi's doing that reminds them of Jordan. Kawhi can't fly through the air. Kawhi was not taking the guy. Michael was going to the hole dunking on folks. His first 7-8 years, Michael was going to the hole. Kawhi get a fast break and he'll put in his left hand and dunk. No, Michael was dunking on Tree Rollins. Michael was dunking on whomever.
Yeah.
Trimmer, Melvin Turpin. Yeah. When he was in Utah, Skip, he dunked on John Stockton. And the guy said, well, dunk on somebody your own size. Well, he jumps on Melvin Turpin, they call him the Trimmer. He's like, what about him? He big enough for you?
Yep.
No, stop it. Kawhi is not nothing. And you know it, too. If you're going to be honest, Skip Bailey, if you're going to be honest today, be honest.
You know, this is the first time ever that I do not find it complete blasphemy to compare at least a small part of one player's game to Michael Jordan. And that small part is the claw's ability to one-hand the ball.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And go up and hang because he can be an explosive leaper.
Yes.
And hang and shoot that little one-handed 8, 10, 12-foot jump shot and just nail it like clockwork. And that's what he was doing in large part to Utah last night because he just took over the game in the fourth quarter and scored 18 points, and he made 2 straight threes that just broke the game open.
Oh, so what are we going to do about Trez? Are we going to talk about Trez?
Well, obviously, he's got a really good team because it's better than the Lakers right now. Wait until Paul George comes.
Whoa. Yeah. Y'all 5-2. What's our record? What's our record?
Well, it should be something
three. No, it should. Louis, Skip, look, I get it. So, I mean, if when someone says Kobe, yes. Kobe Bryant, I mean, from the footwork to the getting to the paint, the fall away, oh, yes, that's all MJ. Not Kawhi Leonard. He gets the ball. He holds it out there like Jordan. Because he has humongous hands.
He does.
Yeah.
And now he reminds me of Jordan.
But guess what? Doc's original comments about how he was Jordan-esque, Jordan-like, that's why Kawhi signed with the Clippers. Because he was he was in awe that Doc would say that about him.
So we should have lied to him.
Guess what? It cost Doc a bunch of money because he got fined for those
things. So we should have lied to him.
Yep, you should have lied to him.
We should have lied. Kawhi, you Jordan.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, we will give you 23.
Yep.
There you go. Stop it, Skip Bayless. You know good where that man don't remind nobody of no Jordan.
Mm. Boy, he looked pretty Jordan-esque in the fourth quarter. I don't know. I'm still not convinced about his ability to make the last second shot, the shot of the game. Not sold on that yet. Mm. But, man, when he gets Paul George back, you are
I'm trying to figure out how does a guy that scored, he had the third plus minus on his own team.
Mm.
Jermichael Green was 30. Mm. Trez Harrell was plus 24. Well, I'm trying to figure that.
Now, fourth quarter.
We got to move on from this,
the last
guys.
two games,
Brown. Fourth quarter, took it over.
15, plus 15.
Wow.
Enough of the comparison for
LeBron
now.
Disappeared last night in the fourth quarter. And
Ezekiel Elliott had his fifth 100-yard rushing game of the season last night and third in a row. The 24-year-old All-Pro didn't find the end zone, but he did average 6 yards a carry in the Cowboys' 37-18 win. On the flip side, 22-year-old Saquon Barkley had a tough go against the Cowboys' defense, averaging just 2 yards a carry. Saquon did pull in 6 catches for 67 yards, but also failed to find the end zone. So, Shannon, which running back would you take moving forward, Zeke or Saquon?
Put him on 11 player field. I'm taking Saquon. You saw the difference. You showed the highlight. Zeke is not even getting touched till he's 13, 14 yards in the backfield. I mean, beyond the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
And you look at Saquon, he's got 2 guys hitting him before he can get to the line of scrimmage. Skip, I think it goes back to the old adage. I remember the who would you take, Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders? Well, you put Saquon behind that offensive line that the Cowboys have, and you're going to see things. I believe Saquon would have 200 to 300 more yards because he's more explosive. People don't realize this. Saquon is the bigger of the two men. We've had Saquon sit right next to us, Skip, and we could not believe just how big he actually is.
Sure.
He's 230-plus pounds, probably closer to 235, and he can accelerate. You watched him on that screen, that's what you've been wanting to see from Zeke. He put his foot in the dirt. Young, gone.
Although I was a little surprised he didn't outrun everybody. Well, usually he's just gone.
Skip, like they had to skip. You watch this angle. He's running. Look at Sean Lee. Sean Lee said, I quit.
No,
look at this.
No,
look at Byron Jones.
Okay. But look at Xavier Woods catches him.
No, he's trying to set up a block.
Okay.
That's the only reason Xavier Woods. Because remember, he ran past Xavier Woods. Xavier Woods was out there to begin with.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Saquon because I believe he can bang like Zeke because he's a big guy, bigger guy than Zeke. He has more home run potential. I believe he's more of a threat that when the ball is in his hands, to hit his head on the goalpost.
Mm.
So if you put these guys on a level playing field, I'm taking Saquon Barkley because I believe he's the better of the two backs. And, Skip, guess what I can do at the end of the night?
What?
I can power my phone off. Mm. That's what I can do.
You got me there.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
Hard to argue.
If we're just talking about football players, if we're talking about on the field, I'm taking Ezekiel Elliott all day and all night, every night, except after hours. I'll give you after hours. But if we're talking about football, last night was vintage, classic, what I don't love about Saquon, because I give you his size, his stature, his thighs. He just doesn't run with the bang that my guy runs with.
Skip,
I don't see bang in him.
Skip, your guy was not getting touched until he got to the safeties.
Okay, remember you said that because you're always telling me that they go as Zeke goes.
Yeah, you saw that last night.
The guy I'm seeing now, Ezekiel Elliott, his long run last night was 19 yards,
sure.
But he has lost that breakaway burst that he used to have. I thought he had it as a rookie. I thought he had it as a sophomore in the NFL. He really had it at the Ohio State.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that. Now he's more of a fullback of a halfback. Now he's more Earl Campbell than Barry Sanders.
Well, Gary Brown is running. His position coach said it, Skip. He's more of a body puncher.
Yeah,
he's not a knockout artist. Saquon Barkley is a knockout artist because he'll get you 2, 3, -1, and then hit his head on the goalpost from 70.
But Zeke is a battering ram. He is a sledgehammer of a back who can impose his killer will on you because he's got killer will that I do not see in Saquon Barkley. And last night, if you look at the numbers, what I've told you this now for 2 years, this is Saquon. And again, I'm in awe of his breakaway, his acceleration speed, because it's just breathtaking.
Yes.
But last night, he carried the ball 14 times for a grand total of 28 yards with a long of 8 yards. He caught 6 balls for 67 yards with a long of 65. And obviously, they let him loose one time for 65 yards.
Right.
So if we take take away the 65, look what he did on 30 touches. It's horrendously bad, right?
But Skip, what you're criticizing him for is what you say Zeke can't do. Get the home run. Mm-hmm. Bobby, so what do you want? There are very few guys that can bang. E.D. could bang, but E.D. wasn't the Earl Campbell. E.D. could hit his head on the goalpost. And sometimes, Skip, and that's what Zeke would do. He'll give you 3, 5, 3, 5, 10. Now, if come fourth quarter, those 3 and 5 turn to 10, 15, 20 because we don't want to tackle him anymore. Saquon, Skip, those holes that Zeke had, Saquon would have had 200 yards. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he didn't have 200 yards.
No.
Because I don't see him run between the tackles the way Zeke can run through the tackles.
Hell, I want to run between those tackles. I can get 56 yards.
You know and I know, Zeke can make his own holes on occasion. Mm-hmm. He can just carry the whole pile with him, which he did a couple times last night.
Okay, why did he do that against the Rams in the playoff game, remember?
Well, I don't know.
You see? Yeah. Say he can carry the pile.
Okay, so why didn't your guy, your escape artist, he had on 19 touches other than the one for 65, he had a grand total of 30 yards.
Yes.
That's 19 touches for 30 yards. Well, that's a 1.6 yard average. That's no good.
Skip, but I tell you, that's what he is. I mean, if you're a knockout artist, you're going to swing sometimes and miss. It's to connect. Mm. That will get you up out of there. Mm. It's the 65 yards that shows you the explosiveness, that shows you the acceleration. You see the difference? I mean, we watched, I don't know if you saw it, Kansas City, when Damian Williams broke free. And from a dead standstill.
Got run down.
And they asked Tyreek, why did he do that? He said, because he had been bragging that he could outrun me.
By the way, I looked it up, and Damian from the University of Oklahoma ran 4.4 at the combine. Wow. So we're talking about... Listen, 4.4 is fast.
But 4.4 is fast. But you talking about a guy running sub 4.3?
Yes. 4.2-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like 4.2.
And he said if he had 5 more yards, I'd have took the ball from him and ran it in myself. Okay. But, so you see, Skip, Julio ran 4.3. But you see the difference between Julio and Tyreek's acceleration. Zeke ran 4.4. But that 4.3 that Barkley can run, you see the difference in acceleration, Skip. And that's what I would take.
Okay, but Saquon, as much as I respect what he is, and he's a great kid, and I give you all the intangible part of it, but he's still just the icing on your cake. He's the strawberries on your cream.
Yeah,
the cream on your strawberries.
Yeah, but Zeke is a straw. He's stirring the drink.
Okay.
I've been telling you that. He's been stirring the drink. Yeah, I'm glad you finally come
back. How can you stir the drink when you have gaping holes all night?
Oh, now you got gaping holes.
That's what you just told me.
He does.
And he
did. I didn't lie.
There were, I don't know, 8 or 10 times I'm like, wow.
Well, I'm using what you said against me. Yeah. You said you could have got 5 to 6 yards behind the offensive line that Emmitt was running behind.
Okay. Well, last night I could have gotten 5 or 6, 7.
You could have.
I might have paid a severe price.
Yeah, you could have.
I got tackled. But I could have gotten 5 or 6.
You got 5 or 6 probably once or twice.
Okay, I promise you that. So what I love about Zeke is he's got that killer in him. He's got it's that killer will where he can just wear you down psychologically where you don't want to mess with him anymore. He's like that black cat on the field. That thing looked like it had a snarl to it.
Hey, you know that, he was that cat, and that cat looking around, ain't nobody rushing. He said, I wish y'all might.
But he wasn't smiling.
No, he was just sitting there. He's like, I wish y'all would come up here and try to get some of this fire.
But he had a snarl to it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's Zeke running with the football where you're like, I don't know if I want to mess with this guy after a while. But Saquon, they messed with him all night. They're not afraid.
But
just don't let him get out of the blocks.
I hate Saquon. I hate when great backs play on bad football teams. because we don't get an opportunity to really see, especially when they have marginal quarterback play.
Yep.
Because that, I believe that hurt ED a lot. When you play with the quarterbacks that he played with, and they know you're going to get the ball. Yep. And Skip, when you fall behind, it really takes the quarter, it takes the running back out of the game because we don't have that type of an offense. So yep. Now they're throwing, and we got to find ways. There was a situation last night, Skip, where Daniel Jones threw the ball out of the end zone, but Saquon snuck out of the backfield. If he'd have just dumped it down, he could have got a first down.
I know the play you're talking about, and he probably would have.
Do you like Saquon or Byron Jones? Yeah. Do you believe Byron Jones is going to be able to stop Saquon from getting a first down into the end zone? That's the difference. That's what I'm talking about.
I got to tell you, Byron Jones is really good.
Yeah, but
he's really athletic. Yeah. I would give him a chance.
To get drug into the end zone?
No, I don't know.
But look, They're two phenomenal backs, and Zeke went to the great situation, Skip. And you remember, they built this offense especially for Zeke. They had Ty Smith. They had Zach Martin. And now they got Travis Frederick, Lyle Collins. They took Williams. I mean, really, if you look, Lyle Collins had that, whatever happened to him, had that not been circulating, Skip, he'd have been a first-round draft pick. He was thought so highly of. Jerry gave him $1 million for an undrafted free agent, which is unheard of.
That's true.
Maybe $30,000, maybe even $100,000.
I agree.
But a mil?
Okay.
But that's what he got, and they took Connor Williams in the second round.
Yep.
So you got the potential of four first-rounders. It's kind of like the Colts, what they did with their offensive line to protect Andrew Luck. They built this line to run the football and to protect Tony Romo. Mm. When Tony got hurt, you know, sliding, running for the first down, got kneed in the back, and he really never played again. But this offense is built tailor-made for Zeke.
Okay.
And he's taking full advantage of it.
Ezekiel Elliott is the definition of establish the run. Saquon is the definition of game breaker. But again, if you can corral him, if you spy him, if you have something, like Sean Lee was just, he just was assigned to Saquon in the second half.
Right.
And every time they tried to screen to him, except for the 65-yarder, who was all over him before he could even get out of the blocks.
And another thing, Skip, a lot has to do with the quarterback play.
Sure.
Is that when you got decent quarterback play, they like, Daniel Jones can't beat us. The one guy that can beat us is 26. We're going to neutralize him. If we neutralize him, we beat them. Skip, you can stack the line because if you stack the line against Emmitt, Troy and Michael was going to pick you apart. And then they might throw the home run over the top to Alvin Harper.
How many times have you seen Zeke power it up between the tackles, like almost right over center, and get 5 yards that you say, there is no hole there?
Would there have been
he
times?
Just made his own hole.
He does, Skip. Okay? There are times they have him in the backfield that what should be a 1 to 2 yard loss, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, or he gets, you know, 2 yards when it should have been a 2 yard loss. Look, he is a power back and a very compact. I mean, Zeke's what, 5'10 maybe? 5'10?
Is he even?
Solidly built, compact. Like you said, he's not that home run like his sophomore year when he ran wild the last 4 games of the season. He's not that back anymore, Skip. But don't look, would I be surprised that when it's all said and done, I look up, damn, 3 of the first 4 years, Zeke led the league in rushing. Would I be surprised? No.
No.
Okay. Zeke has the best body lean of any back I've ever seen in all the years I've covered and watched pro football. And body lean is willpower. It's fearless because to have the body lean he has, you're going to have to take a bunch of big hits right in the mouth.
Right.
He takes a bunch of them.
Right.
I don't see the body lean from Saquon. In his mind, he's more of a breakaway back.
Right.
So if you ask him to establish the run between the tackles, he doesn't run as hard between the tackles as he does off the edge.
Well, normally he's having to juke like 3 people to get out the backfield. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've already let the line. I mean, Skip, the thing is, when you look at Barry, Barry did have Pro Bowl linemen, his center Glove and his left tackle Lo Brown. They were Pro Bowlers.
I'd say.
What guy from the Giants going to the Pro Bowl on that offensive line? They lucky to have jobs next year.
What's his name? Will Hernandez. He talks a Pro Bowl game.
He getting into it.
He swings a Pro Bowl game.
You know what, Skip? He one of those guys, you see him, I see this type that he is. He pushing and shoving on every play. Huh. He just happy to be there. Mm. He having, you know, I'm just going, you know, he getting in a fight with everybody.
Yep.
He and Quinn getting into it. And somehow he on the side, he and Jalen Smith getting
into it. Well, at one point he started it with Xavier Woods and Xavier got the flag. And I don't even know what it was for, but he shoved him.
Yeah. And then Jalen Smith saw it. He came and shoved him. And I'm glad they didn't throw a flag. Yeah. I mean, but look, these are two outstanding backs. But you say, okay, Shannon, you get one, and we're going to put them on equal footing. I'm taking Saquon.
I'll take Zeke because I can win more games with Zeke.
Yeah, you and that's
again,
it.
Where you might get me is I don't know how long Zeke's going to last.
Flip him.
Okay?
Put Saquon behind Dallas line, put Zeke behind the Giants.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't love it.
I would love it. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, that kid going for $2,000.
Mm.
He going for $2,000. Mm. Cause Skip, some of those runs you say, Zeke, get going. Mm-hmm. He gone.
Mm. And by the way, last quick point about Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. Remember, goal line, short yardage, they took him out of the game. Mm-hmm. Just for the record.
Right.
And that's almost what you have to do with Saquon because I don't see him bull for a yard on third and one. I don't see him doing that.
Well, Barry, all the time he done juke like five people in the backfield, he might have had 20,000 yards. If you add up all the yards that he lost because he had to juke like 15 people, he probably got $20,000.
Mm.
Good to note, though, since returning from that injury, he's failed to reach 75 yards in his last three games. So maybe he's still not feeling 100%, Saquon?
We are that quarterback.
That's possible. No mercy.
According to Fox Bet, Lamar Jackson is now tied with Russell Wilson at plus 300 for the best odds to win MVP. Lamar made the jump following Baltimore's 37-20 win over the Patriots. So, Shannon, who is your MVP right now?
Lamar has been unbelievable to do what he did on Sunday night. And I'm glad he didn't listen to a lot of pundits that says he should switch positions.
Oh.
You know, Skip, a lot of people say you need to go to wide receiver.
So true.
16 games as a starter now, half last year, this year. He's 12-4.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty good. I think he made the right decision. But I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. Skip, he's had to be great. 7 of their 9 games have been one possession. They've gone 6-1 in those games, Skip, and 4 fourth quarter comebacks. Skip, he's 22 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Mm.
Lamar's been good. Christian McCaffrey, I got Christian McCaffrey in third. But Russell Wilson, what he's doing, Skip, game in and game out, is just unbelievable. So right now I would have him 1, Lamar 2, Christian McCaffrey 3.
And I got Lamar 1. And I think Lamar is going to win MVP because the truth is Russell's season hasn't really started yet. And I give you all that you just said about the close games. But remember, Lamar went to Russell and outplayed him and won the game. So his QBR was 75 to Russell's 65 when Baltimore won at Seattle. Mm-hmm. And I'll also remind you that Seattle lost at home in Teddy Bridgewater's first start for New Orleans. And Teddy had that team up 33-14 with 3 minutes left. And Russell made a miraculous rally recovery, and it boosted his QBR up in that game. But they were down 33-14 at home. So, to me, what Lamar has already done, except for the one game against Baker Mayfield, is a little better. And when I look down what Russell is about to be up against, again, a week from last night, he's got to go to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We'll find out there.
Let's see.
And then he's got to go to Philadelphia. We'll see a little bit more.
Yeah,
and then he's got to play that Vikings defense at home. And then he's got to go to the Rams, and he's got to go to Carolina and end up with the 49ers again. Yeah.
He runs that gauntlet.
Okay, you got that. Again, Lamar's schedule, without going through blow by blow, it's just easier because the division is easier.
He got two Cincinnati, got Pittsburgh again, Cleveland again in Cleveland.
Okay, and I think they can win those games, and I think he can have big games in those games. So I make him a slight favorite right now. I mean, I give him a slight edge now, and I make him maybe a prohibitive favorite to just roll away with this one.
Ugh. I mean, but it's hard. 22 touchdowns with one pick. He has 4. And you love the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He got 4 fourth-quarter comebacks.
Yep. Okay.
6-1 in the last 7 games. You love that.
I guess
you said, that's your guy, Dakota. What are you doing in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. Now, I bet you now, if that had been some Dakota, Rain, Prescott.
Other way around.
Well, Rain, Dakota.
Dakota.
Yeah.
Come on.
It keeps raining on your parade.
All I know is he got 15 touchdowns with 8 picks.
Huh.
That's all I know.
Shouldn't he be included in this?
No, he should not.
Well, wait a second. He's barely second in QBR. How do you figure?
That one's hard
What about them interceptions?
Huh?
He's still behind my homeboy who hadn't played in 3 weeks.
Really? Huh.
I don't think you're going to like that one.
I think he belongs in the discussion. I think he's got a real shot.
We talking about it.
Now we got another
talking about it. He shouldn't be in the discussion.
We got the Cowboy gauntlet. What if he runs the table?
What if? But until then, I like what you said about Lamar and proving people wrong. The people that doubted, I hope that they're embarrassed by it.
No mercy.
So guys, LeBron is off to a hot start this season, as is his team. The Kings' third triple-double is tied for the most in the league so far, and he has led the Lakers to a 6-1 record. LeBron is also averaging more than 11 assists per game, good for two more per game than any other season in his 13-year career. How about that? We're now joined by Yahoo Sports senior NBA insider.
Yeah. What color that shirt is?
The face that you are making already.
What is it?
I don't know. What color that shirt is? Oh, Laker yellow?
That's not Laker.
Laker yellow?
Gold.
Gold, okay.
Come on.
Okay.
You're going to roll with that? Chris, I want to get your thoughts. What shot do you give LeBron to win MVP this season?
Well, let me say it before I start. My condolences to my childhood friend, Nate Ricks. He lost his daughter down in Fresno last week. So I want to say that the Ricks family, I love you. I'm supporting you. Let me know if you need anything.
You. Prayers up.
Thank you. So what shot do I give LeBron James? Look, I give him a legitimate shot. Look, I picked Anthony Davis preseason to be my MVP. Based off of, you know, the fact that they said they're going to him.
Yep.
He's going to be, you know, the guy we go to offensively. Mm-hmm. But the way LeBron James has been taking over and just seem, I'm not going to say turning back the hands of time, but it seemed like that's the narrative that people want to say because people felt like he was washed, Shannon.
Yeah,
they felt like he was washed. Well, look, I'm going to say this. If LeBron continues this trend, this can be an unprecedented situation to where I think the Lakers are going to be up there. I think they're going to have one of the highest standings in the league. I think their record will be better than the Clippers. I don't know that they will be better than the Clippers. I think they'll be better just based off of the load management and with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. So if the Lakers have the top or the second best record, I can see a situation to where we can have the top two MVP candidates coming from the same team.
Mm. Would that not be a problem for one or the other?
No, I don't think so. Skip, you're trying to cause commotion and problems.
You don't want that to happen. Yeah, you have to work that.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm talking about internal strife. Okay. I'm talking about votes. I mean, are they going to split the votes?
No, that's a good point right there. I'm not a mathematical major, so you saw my flaws there.
You get one vote and there are two guys and you just say.
But they're going to get it, LeBron. And then I have to wear the goat mask every day.
Really?
Yeah, you go bad every day.
Not every day.
Look, LeBron has to stay healthy. He has to stay healthy. Yeah. If he stays healthy, and then also the Rajon Rondo dynamic when he comes back.
Right.
How is that going to play a factor? Because he's loving that point guard position. He loves it.
Love
he's feeling it.
Reed.
That's interesting.
So how is that dynamic going to play out with not just him, but AD as well?
Mm.
Right. And also, when Kuzma is healthy,
fully asserted,
and he can play his normal minutes, does he go back into the starting lineup? And then how does that affect? Because you know Kuzma never met a shot he didn't like. You passing the ball?
Bingo.
I like it.
Never met a shot he didn't like.
I, along with Chris Haynes, junior senior.
I'll go with junior.
Okay, you like these NFL players, senior. Bro, we don't. Is there a junior somewhere we don't know about? I picked AD as well to be the MVP because LeBron says we're going to go through AD. If we're not going to play through AD, why did we get him?
Yeah.
So I assumed, and I said, Skip, I think his rebound totals, I'm surprised that his rebound totals is that high considering AD, Dwight Howard, and JaVale's on the team. But I told you, I believe this would be the first year he averages double digits in assists. I thought his scoring would be somewhere between 23 and 25 points a game because AD was going to get the lion's share, probably the first time since I think it was second year back with Kyrie led in shots taken and had a higher usage rate. That doesn't happen very often. But if you're going to play through AD, he's going to get fouled a lot, so the ball's going to be in his hands a lot, Skip. So I felt that LeBron's scoring average and his rebound totals would come down some. And so that's why I was like, AD's going to average somewhere between 26 and 28 points, somewhere between 12 and 14 rebounds, and probably have his customary two and a half blocks a game. And they was going to win 56 games. Might need to amend that total. I might need to pull a Sondland and re-amend my, you know, what my projections were. I might have to offer an amendment, Skip. Might go 59, maybe even 61. I might even do that, but you keep picking at me and talking about old Bron, because we about to win run off by seven more games before we lose one.
CEO,
I bet Skip, 5 cases that we be 17-3 in the next 20 games.
Yeah, I remember. I was there when you first said that.
Oh. I was here. And now he getting nervous.
I was right. 5 cases.
5 cases.
I think it went up. As they won games, it went up to 5.
And get what, Baylor? Yeah. I might let you buy for 3.5 right now, but really? I ain't going to let you do it. But this would be validation because the people thought he was done. They didn't see this. Like, he didn't have the same impact. And Skip, if he were to win, Karl Malone won the MVP in year 14. Hmm. Karl Malone played all 4 years of college. Mm-hmm. So he would be slightly older. Hmm. But to win the MVP in year 17 would be unprecedented. Mm. Something we had never seen, never. And we never. But that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We do things that's never been done before.
You and Bron.
Yeah, me and Bron.
We are a package deal.
Yeah, I want an explanation as well.
It's the five horsemen. It's LeBron, Mav, Rich, Randy, and Shanna.
Oh, stop.
The five horsemen.
You just put yourself on
yeah,
the team?
Yeah, we five horsemen.
Do they know that you're yep. a part of the team?
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So this would be unprecedented. And I think it's only justifiable. Because, see, we about to make this thing. Sometimes you do you turn the page or do you close the book? Mm. Well, when my guy win this regular season MVP, yeah. this finals MVP, it's over. Mm. Go James! First out to the left on Mark Mushroy.
What do you mean? You mean he overpassing Michael Jordan?
What you mean over?
Come on, hold on.
First of all, we just tried to kick more dust up in his face. We already passed it. We shot past him years ago. When we came back from 73, that 73 win team, when we called him from down with the unanimous MVP.
Huge compliments. Yeah.
You know, I am loving it. I'm getting a great kick out of this premature, delusional gloating and celebration over there, and it is so dangerous. And you're going to eat so much fried crow before this is over with. Listen, if LeBron James does win the regular season MVP this year, you will get the goat mask tattooed on your face.
I'm gonna get a tattoo.
You would just wear it all.
I'm gonna get goat James tattooed.
You know, like the Mike Tyson tattoo. You just have a goat tattooed on your face.
I don't know if that'll be your first tattoo.
That should be my first one.
That'll be your first.
And I've already said, I have vowed that if LeBron wins the regular season MVP this year in year 17, I will stand in the middle of this table and give him a standing ovation while standing on stage.
I don't know if it'll hold. Yeah, we need a 23 jersey on.
Yeah.
You put on Kawhi.
No, that would be awesome TV.
No, think about it.
I already said what I'm going to do. Period, end of story. Okay, what are you going to do if he doesn't? Will you wear a Kawhi jersey if he doesn't?
No, I never.
Oh, okay, but Skip, if he does win the MVP this year, where does that place him up on the Mount Rushmore?
Second, third, I don't know.
Is he second or third right now?
No.
He's not.
There's a little, it's like the same faces all the way across Mount Rushmore. It's the same guy. No, it ain't.
He get one spot.
Let's get to LeBron's delusion because he's already crowing about, look at me now, hashtag washed king. And he's gloating and his skin's getting a little thin because he's firing back at a heckler in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the case that he is making for him in his comeback season for the ages. He is right now shooting a career low 29% from three-point range, and neither of you brought that up. 29%, you like that? I don't. He's way up to 78% from the free throw line, which is a really good start for him, but you know and I know that will not last.
It's going to be 80.
You bet me several cases that he would be 75%, right?
Yes.
It's not going to be 80%. All right. So he's 26, 8, and 11. And the 11's pretty good right now because you got a lot of options for your 11 every
year. Yeah.
Because you got AD. And listen, you guys are right. Kyle Kuzma's coming back. And it's going to be a problem for LeBron because Kyle Kuzma is going to become the closer for this team that it does not have and has not had.
Well, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's why he's not going to be the closer.
Okay. So we look at PER, which is a great indicator of MVP. And right now, LeBron ranks 7th, which is not bad. Mm-hmm. So he's off to a really nice start. But Giannis is first and Kawhi is second. So those are big problems for LeBron James.
Hey, you vote for a guy to play quarter of the time? Well, ain't nothing wrong with it.
But when he plays, he really plays.
So what is LeBron doing? Mm. LeBron is playing, and when he plays, which is all the time.
So let's take a quick look at some of LeBron's lowlights.
That's lowlights, huh?
Let's look at that playoff game one. Playoff game one at Staples. You were there because it was a night of nights,
right? It was a regular season game.
Woo!
So what happened in the fourth quarter of that game? It's a tie game going to the fourth quarter in LeBron's house. That's LeBron's house. It's not Kawhi's house. It's LeBron's house.
Okay.
And what did he do in the fourth quarter? LeBron shoots 1 for 4. He misses his lone three. He doesn't get to the free throw line. And he scores two points.
That's a long
and the
time
guy
though.
You picked to be MVP and you picked to be AD, he scores no points in the fourth quarter. He gets blanked in the fourth. He gets shut out. He gets skunked in the fourth quarter. That's your MVP. This is the fourth quarter of a winnable game against Kawhi Leonard. Kenny Smith said after the game, we don't have to see it again, but he made the point that Kawhi made LeBron James look not athletic.
Really?
In this game.
That doesn't make it scripture. Because Kenny Smith said that.
Okay, but I really respect Kenny Smith.
I respect him.
Of course. You know why he respects him so much? Because he said that about LeBron. Well, how is he, what is Kenny Smith saying now? I hadn't heard anything he said about right now.
Mm. Well, he'll be there.
I want to hear what he said.
When all is said and done, he'll be there.
Yeah.
So then at Dallas, LeBron had a big game.
Yes,
except
he did.
For the last 6 seconds of the game. In which the visiting team, the Lakers, are down 3. Uh-huh. And somehow either LeBron signs off on not taking the last shot, or he chooses with the ball in his hand not to take the last shot. If we could see that last play again, inbounds to Avery, who kicks it to LeBron. Shoot it! The clock's running out. No. And he drives the ball and kicks it to Danny Green for the last shot. And fortunately for LeBron, he made it. Danny Green went Ray Allen from the Ray Allen corner and made it at the buzzer. And I'm saying, as in real time, shoot it, LeBron!
I know you
He's
did.
Driving it to the basket, down 3. What are you going to do? Dunk it?
I said
Come on.
And guess, and guess what happened? When he passed that ball to Danny Green, he went and he went in, he was on the floor. Ernestine! Can you believe that, Ernestine?
No, I was in shock. You call her right now and ask her. I turned her and said, why didn't he shoot the basketball?
I said it
Thank
too.
You.
I said it
Thank
too.
Thank you. This is the MVP you're talking about.
But,
here.
Skip.
Yes?
I said it.
But
after I waited another second and I said, oh, this went above my head.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a play design.
No,
this is all designed.
I told you that.
This was created.
You got to watch the shooter.
Okay, so let's accept that it was designed in the huddle.
Yes.
So the king, the quarter, you know, hashtag Rush King, he signs off in the huddle on Danny Green taking the last shot, not LeBron James, and you're talking about Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
You think Jordan would have said in that situation that somebody else is going to take a 3-point shot? No, he's going to take that
one.
No, sorry.
So what about them finals when John Paxson took that ball?
Steve Kerr as well.
Okay, those are little jump shots in which he just said, "There, two will come to me, and I'm going to dump it to you." Was that to tie the game? No, that was to win the game.
Yeah, hold on. But I'm trying to figure out, Skip, I'm trying to figure out, you mean to tell me a regular season game in October is more important than the NBA Finals game and Jordan didn't take the last shot?
Wait, it's a comeback season for the ages and LeBron James doesn't just pull up and take a three?
No, it's still a regular skip.
You know why he didn't? Because he's 29% from three.
Hold on.
You know Jordan shot in the 20s and threes and, you know, during his prime.
Yeah,
okay, but nobody even tried to shoot.
No. I'm talking about when he tried. Did they have it? Hold on.
If
I'm not mistaken, the 3-point line came in 79. Chris Paul was the first one to make one.
You know what I thought of when LeBron drove the ball and then kicked to Danny Green? Do you remember the great Clint Eastwood line and Magnum Force?
Yeah,
a man's got to know his limitations.
Uh-huh.
And LeBron knew his limitations. That was a Dirty Harry line.
Yes,
remember that?
I do.
Okay, Magnum Force. And he just said, LeBron said, I know my limitations. Skip. This is not my shot out here. I'm going to drive it and kick it. It's like, wow.
I got another movie. You remember that movie, Bradley Cooper, when he took that pill?
Yeah.
Limitless.
Limitless.
LeBron James, I'm limitless.
Oh, so
I can score.
Wait, are you saying LeBron took a pill?
No, we ain't saying that, Skip. No,
Just to quickly finish this up, then at San Antonio, LeBron goes 0-for-6 from 3 and 5-of-10 from the free throw line. But they came back because Dwight Howard just took over the game.
Oh, dude, that's what that's Dwight.
Well, that's why.
But you don't like Dwight.
Well, I like the new Dwight.
I love him.
I don't even know who he is.
He's
Howard
Dwight. And what about Chicago? What about Chicago?
Yeah. And thank you for bringing that up because LeBron sat on the bench down 13 at the end of the third quarter and watched Kyle Kuzma lead the second unit on a 14-0 run.
Hmm.
And they go from down 13 to up 1 with the MVP
on the bench. LeBron James is the only one that's not allowed to have his teammates do the job. Because I just watched Kawhi Leonard, who's on rest management, two guys that come off the bench, and both of them scored 34 last night.
Real quick, in the second quarter of that Chicago game, as they were falling into a deep hole, can we see the two
Josh King's place. This is LeBron James in the second quarter. We got to see this.
Chris, look at this, Chris.
This is the MVP right here. He missed a right-handed layup. He shot it completely over the rim. Come on, LeBron. You're better than that in year 17. And then we got to see the other play where he attacks the basket from the left side. Here we go again. Left side, LeBron. Up and he airballs a layup.
That what was,
doing?
It was contested.
It was slightly contested. Yeah. This is the greatest driver of the basketball I have ever seen.
Yeah, we've seen
LeBron,
Michael Jordan miss dunks.
What are you doing?
We've seen Michael Jordan miss dunks.
And
Kobe's miss dunks.
I can hear Kenny Smith echoing in my psyche, made him look not athletic.
Yeah, and hold on. So when he took the ball 94 feet, you remember he took the ball off the rim in Dallas?
Dallas.
And down and flush it. When you see Kawhi do that?
Awesome.
Did you see the first quarter?
Have I seen Kawhi do it? Yeah, I've seen him do it a whole lot of times.
That little one hand, that little Statue of Liberty, that's old.
Yeah.
We come down with power.
Yeah.
And what about against Chicago the other night when he come down the lane?
Yeah.
Whoosh.
Skip, whether you like it or not.
talk to him.
LeBron James is going to go down as arguably, the best player to ever play
this game. Well,
this is why I would say this, Skip. I'm a Jordan. I grew up watching Jordan.
Sure.
To me, nobody can take Jordan. But you got youngsters nowadays. Mm-hmm. You got players in the league right now who feel like Kobe Bryant is the best player to ever play because that's what they grew up watching.
And anybody who knows what happened in Chicago in 1998 and before that knows it's over.
They didn't know.
That he ended all discussions with 6-0 with six finals.
No, I have to agree with that.
I can't. Because you got to beat the Celtics at least once in the playoffs to get some credibility, right? To beat the man, you got to beat the man. That's what they say.
I mean, the Celtics wasn't relevant at that time.
Yeah. Oh, there they were. In the 80s? When did Jordan come in the league?
He didn't get a team. He didn't get a team until,
he did
early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. No. The GOAT don't need teams. Mm. GOAT by himself. Nah, that was Skip tell me. LeBron don't need no team.
He did go to Miami.
Yeah.
He needed a team.
That's what I'm saying.
It is interesting,
it's okay,
though, to think about the age of everyone and who they look
like.
That is interesting. I hadn't thought about it that way.
It's fine with me. I would like to stay in the middle of this table and applaud.
Yeah.
But we got loftier goals. Mm. We got loftier expectations.
Okay. Well, now you're disqualified.
You and that team of yours.
Okay. Oh, the five horsemen are going to ride.
Call LeBron and let him know that you're a part of the
team. We coming out with us a shoe. It ain't going to be that New Balance.
Not orthopedic.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.